With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Another of President Trump's cabinet nominees teed up for a Senate confirmation vote, and it appears Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is on his way to becoming the next Health and Human Services Secretary on a mission to make America healthy again. The president promising to shine a spotlight on government waste, fraud, and abuse when he holds a news conference today. He tells White House reporters they'll want to hear what he has to say.
I'm going to read to you some of the names that hundreds of millions and even billions of dollars have been given to. And if you tell me that we should be giving money to those things, those entities, I think you'll probably have to leave as a reporter because you're not very talented.
The president says billions of dollars being thrown away illegally, and he is determined to put a stop to it. He's also determined to end the bloodshed in Ukraine, and he has spoken with Russia's Vladimir Putin about that.
That's what Donald Trump wrote on social media, saying the two leaders agreed to contact Ukraine's president and begin negotiations on ending the Ukraine war. It's believed to be the first phone call between the two since Trump returned to the White House. The call came following Moscow's release of an American school teacher who had been jailed for more than 3 years.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, the producer price index, it's a gauge of inflation before it reaches consumers, rose more than expected last month. Prices up 0.4% from December and 3.5% higher than January a year ago. Sandbags being handed out, rescue crews on standby, residents urged to get ready to go. Southern California braces for an atmospheric river. Could bring heavy rains, winds, and flooding to areas already ravaged by wildfires. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 126 points, the Nasdaq 214 points higher. This is SRN News. One Illinois county is canceling Henry Hyde.
The longtime congressman served the state for 32 years and was a staunch pro-lifer, giving his name to the Hyde Amendment, which bars taxpayer dollars from funding abortion. But pro-abortion members of the DuPage County Board have voted to remove Hyde's name from the county courthouse and have killed plans to build a statue of him. The county chairman says court buildings must, quote, support the rights of all people to receive the services they need. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Department of Education is calling on the NCAA to restore titles, awards, and records that have been misappropriated by biological males competing in female categories. The department also sent a letter requesting changes to the National Federation of State High School Associations. The NCAA changed its participation policy to restrict competition in women's sports to athletes who are actually female after President Trump signed an executive order this month. This is SRN News. Speaker Mike Johnson didn't rule out a full-year stopgap to keep the government funded through the end of the fiscal year as lawmakers struggled to strike a bipartisan deal.
Pressed by reporters on the chances of a full-year stopgap, Johnson left the door open Wednesday afternoon. The speaker said, quote, "We're trying to negotiate in good faith, but Democrats have sent over counteroffers that are just simply not acceptable, and they know that, and so we're looking at all options." Top negotiators have been hopeful of striking a deal hashing out new funding levels for the remainder of fiscal year 2025. But lawmakers have begun to acknowledge that a stopgap of some length is likely necessary to keep the government funded beyond the mid-March shutdown deadline. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Attorney General Pam Bondi suing New York officials over a state law allowing illegal immigrants to get a driver's license. And the Motor Vehicles Commission is also required to tell license holders when a federal immigration agency has requested their information. Bondi says that is unconstitutional. More details at SRNNews.com.